Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
All of these questions that I've asked you is a clue to your difference. Hear me well. Nothing is more tormenting than living life unrewarded for your difference. Nothing is more tormenting than living life unrewarded for your difference. You must discover your difference before you can market your difference. Woo! I'm teaching. The Holy Spirit just gave me a high five. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You must discover your difference before you can market your difference.
Amen.
I know what to expect.
That's good. Amen.
I know what to expect when I go into Neiman Marcus. I know because they have emphasized their point of difference. You cannot change your life until you change what you know about yourself.
Amen.
That's why we often empower people when they have encountered tragedies. Stop being the victim of rape. Stop being the victim of abuse. It's time to be a conqueror, a victor. It's time to turn that into a testimony, a praise, because if you don't start changing what you know about yourself, you won't be able to progress and grow. You'll always be stunted in your growth, in your aggression, in your progression, because you'll always see yourself as someone who's not qualified. That's why I can't stand that sad story. I'm just not qualified. Get out of here with that. Stop doing that fake and funk. You are qualified because God chose you. He needs you on this earth. That's the purpose you were born, and you weren't miscarried.
Amen. Yes, yes.
Amen.
Start building confidence around your assignment. You know, trying to be super humble. Oh, God, I'm not worthy of this assignment as you called me pastor. Yes, you are. That's why he called you. Now walk in that confidence. And know that God wants to use you and work through you so that he can get some souls saved. Because why are you in a corner crying and snot-nosing, Lord, I'm not worthy? You could have been ministering to about three people who could have gave their life to Christ. Wasting time.
That's right. Yes.
I don't get down like that. I never did that. When God called me, we had a very different conversation. I did not cry and say, oh, Lord, I'm not worthy. I told the Lord and said, why? You know I did not want this. He said, but I called you because you know the price that needs to be paid, and you're not going to play around with the people. You're not going to be afraid of their faces. I called Apostle Andrew because he was a general in the streets when he was slinging cocaine, when he was selling drugs, when he was rocking his gun, when he was a player in the streets, womanizer. He said, and now he's going to turn him up, clean him up, and he's going to push him into the kingdom of God, and he's going to be a general for me.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Amen.
That's the truth. Amen.
I'm calling people who are already confident and know that they're not going to be cowards when I call them to something that has not been done before. You cannot change your life until you change what you know about yourself. You must discover your difference to know your worth. Teaching people how to receive you. I know my worth. You can't teach anyone how to receive you unless you even know your worth. That's why we crack down on dishonor, because we know our worth. We know what's inside of us. We know what price we've paid. That's why you may tolerate disrespect, but the first time you disrespect me, I may have grace on you and keep you around, but the second time you're getting blocked and there will be distance between you and I. Why? Because I can't let the foul stench from your, because you don't know your difference and because you're not occupied with your assignment, so you want to come and bring disdain to my assignment. I can't allow you. You're a loose bomb. You're an atomic bomb. You would destroy everything that we've been praying, fasting, and working hard for. Amen. That's why we teach you all, as you are growing and going into ministry, be careful of who you allow to have access to you. Be careful of how people come into your presence. Not that you are a god, but you are king. Not that you are trying to be someone that you're not, but I tell you, just like I told you in 1 Peter 2 and 9, you are a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy
That's
nation.
That's it. Amen.
So all of this, well, you know, I'm so humbled. So though they slay me, yet will I trust you. Yeah, they will slay you, but come on now. It's time to build up some type of tolerance and thick skin and a barrier against people who come in to just kill you. Even Jesus left.
Right.
When they came to stone him, he walked through the crowd. They didn't even detect him. He said, I'm not going to be stupid and let
That's
them
the
kill
word.
Me before my time. He said, I'm going to get out of here, ghost. He said, if they don't receive me, leave. Shake the dust from your sandals, go. There's billions of people out here. Why waste your time on foolish knuckleheads? 10 people. Block them, move on. Your assignment is too important. Your worth is too important.
Yes.
You must know your difference from others. That don't make me better. Remember, I'm saying different. Not saying that I'm better. There's other people. Now, there's rankings. Don't get me twisted. There are rankings. So I do know I'm ranked higher than a lot of people. But that doesn't make me better as far as, you know, you a peasant and I'm a king. I'm just different. I embrace my swag. I embrace my personality. I embrace my language, my voice, my pitch, my tone. I embrace it. That's my difference from others. I didn't marry my husband because he reminded me of my first boyfriend. I married my husband because he was not like my first boyfriend. He was different.
My
I didn't marry my husband because he sounded like T.D. Jakes. You know, some people are that stupid. They're so much of a groupie that if they can't have that iconic figure, they'll actually marry someone who looks and grooms them to sound just like that iconic figure. It's crazy. So we all know that marriage won't work because it's even built off false pretense. You got to fall in love with your difference. I fell in love with Apostle Andrew's difference, how he spoke, his pitch, his tone, how he used his hands, how he even slurred with his mouth and his lips. I fell in love with his message. I fell in love with that because he had a different sound. His passion, his fire. Then you got some people who they're just fiery. In everything that they do, they give their all. A spirit of excellence. You must know your difference from others. Remember, your significance is not in your similarity. Your significance is not in your similarity to another, but in your point of difference from another. So it's not about being similar to somebody else. You figure, well, Anita Bynum got a good platform, and if people respond to her, then I need to sound and look like her, or Cindy Trim or Joyce Meyer. Let them have their platform. God is creating a new platform just for you. They're going to love your style.
Amen.
They're going to love your delivery. They're going to love your passion. They're going to love your fresh revelation. So capitalize off your point of difference from another. Nothing is more tormenting than living life unrewarded for your difference. You say, how can it be unrewarded? It's when you don't embrace it, when you don't work your difference, when you don't market your difference. But there's a lot of people who say they called to be a prophet, called to be a pastor, and then when you look on their page and when you listen to their message, they're saying everything else that everybody else is saying and how they're saying it.
No creativity.
No creativity. When we serve a God, he said that we are made in the likeness and image of him. So if God created and thought about trees and four-legged animals versus two-legged animals and mammals versus dinosaurs versus all types of sea creatures, he created groups of fruit and apples is different than a pear. Everything that he's done has been creative. Even how I look different from other women. He made my skin a different color, my eyes a little bit rounder, my cheeks a little bit bigger. He made my height tall versus my sister who's shorter. I mean, it's so cool. Some people have freckles. Some people have moles. It's just amazing with this creativity. Some people hair grow out of their head red. Some people grow hair out of their head that is blonde. Some people grow hair out of their head that is black. It is so cool. Why? Because he created it. So how dare you say that you are made in his likeness and image, but you fail to create?
Amen, amen.
When you look at KCI Worldwide, this is why I say we different. Because when you look at KCI Worldwide, we didn't receive this as an inheritance. No one pre-thought about this and then said, hi, Apostle April and Apostle Andrew, just want to give this to you. This is a ministry that I'll pass down to you, and you'll pass down to your legacy. We didn't get a phone call. God said, I'm going to give you some sand, some brick and mortar, and it's time to get to work. Build it from scratch.
Amen.
There wasn't a KCI Worldwide before we came on the scene. God wanted us to start announcing people giving on social media. I've never seen anybody in my whole life do that.
That's different.
That is different. I said, Lord, we're going to lose everybody. This is like a plague. This is a cardinal sin. He said, I told you to do it. Your choice.
And increase 55%.
Apostle Andrew Smith. So what I did, I said, okay, Holy Spirit. Because whatever you do, it succeeds. You never have a moment that you fail. And
Amen.
Anybody that says that they did something that God told them to do and it failed, were lying. Because God would always tell you to move and do things that will cause you to prosper.
That's right.
So stop lying, oh my God. Take accountability and say, I missed it. I thought it was God, but I moved ahead because God sure wouldn't have me out here looking crazy. Side note. So with that being said, we posted online. I said, okay, God, since you said it, it's going to be prosperous. So then I'm going to take a note how much we've brought in as far as people giving their seed gifts. And now I'm going to mark it at the end of this new month when we start posting. It should be more. I did it at the end of the month. I did the calculations. We got 53% increase from that first 30 days of posting online and showing how people are supporting this vision.
That's Holy Ghost right there.
That is Holy Ghost. That's a God idea.
That's Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Yes, yes.
Nobody else was posting these testimonial videos. Not that I knew of. They probably doing it now.
Yeah, they are.
But when we did this years ago, nobody was on the scene on Facebook doing what we do.
Nope.
We were trendsetters. God wants you to be a trendsetter in your law of difference.
Amen.
Nobody was taking screenshots. When people using screenshots to call people out and get them, you know, exposed because of they was creeping in somebody's DM, we were using screenshots to highlight people coming to us expressing how they received a miracle. We got so many screenshots that we just created a video on YouTube, put some music behind it, and made it like a slideshow. But this is what I'm talking about. God wants you to be creative. Step outside the box. Difference. The law of difference. I pray that you learned something today. I pray that you got confidence.
Amen. Good teaching.
I pray that it even tore you down a little bit and it exposed how some of the ways you have may even be cliche and may be in the shadow of someone else you grew up with, an old uncle who's a preacher, an old deacon, a prophet. You need to be you. I love my father. I love my mother. The reason why I have and I am the way that I am is because of the upbringing I received. But I recognize in ministry, I'm not going to be my father. I'm not going to be my mother. I have to be a combination of them along with the other things the Holy Spirit has shown me and groom me to become. I have to be a proud. And let me tell you something, my swag is none other. I could do it all. A jack of all trades. I could be the Joel Osteen. I could be the Joyce Myers. I could be the Juanita Bynum. That's what makes me different because I'm not stuck in one little area. I know how to switch it up according to my demographic. Know how to sing. I'll bust out singing in the middle of my preaching. Be a psalmist. That's my difference. I own it. I don't care about what people say. That's the biggest difference you can have. You say, well, I don't know where to begin. Start with this difference, not caring what people think about you.
Ooh-wee. My God, that's
Amen.
Right.
Yes,
my
yes.
mentor asked his 90-year-old father. He said in all the years of ministry, he built 7 churches from the ground. He's been in ministry all his life. He said in 90 years of living, Father, what can you tell people? What can you teach us? And he whispered, at 90 years old, he said, not to care what anybody thinks.
That's deep. My God.
We're too Amen. Concerned about who will accept me. I look different. I like to dress this way. We're still evolving. Your swag, your taste, don't be afraid to step out and upgrade yourself. We are constantly evolving, and if we like something, we're going to gravitate to it. As long as I'm not showing my booty and my cleavage and all that other stuff, and I'm still looking decent and not turning other people to go towards lust and sin, then I'm going to do it. If I want pink highlights, I'm going to get them.
Amen.
Cat hair don't mess with me. I met Kat Kurth. She got pink hair. She said the Holy Spirit told her to get pink hair. You know, everybody in every religious setting said that's the devil. God would never tell you to get pink hair. Well, who in the world are you? How are you to tell me what God would tell somebody? And because of that, her ministry went worldwide because there was an attraction to her difference.
Oh, yeah.
And then came the attachment. Switch it up. I needed some new glasses. My glasses were like a nice dark purple. I said, I'm going to switch it up. I got something, everywhere I go, I get compliments on my new glasses. They zigzag, all multiple colors. They look like Joseph's coat of many colors is my glasses frame. I switch it up. Some people will say, but you're a pastor. You're supposed to be modest. Who said? When some of the biggest and baddest leaders in the New Testament were ex-murderers, there's nothing modest about that personality.
Right.
Be bold. Be strong. Be self-confident in your difference. Step out of the box. Be you. If you like to sing your prophecies, that's something that I do. I sing my prophecies. I don't have a problem with it. I don't care about how people will receive it because it's for that individual or it's for the open hearts that come to receive. If the message stays the same, but you are the deliverer. You are the conduency that God uses. Be different.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.